This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. In Teller County, officials are praising the fast and bipartisan response to Thursday's deadly accident at the Molly Kathleen Tourist Mine near Cripple Creek. Sheriff Jason Mikesell.
We've had Democratic senators reach out. We had Republican senators reach out. We had the White House reach out. We had the governor reach out to us. Doesn't matter who anyone is or their political affiliations or anything else. This really kind of gelled folks as to we have people that are in danger and how do we help?
23 people were stuck inside the mine when the elevator malfunctioned. Four people were injured. One person, 46-year-old tour guide Patrick Weir, was killed. Across Colorado, hospitalizations for COVID-19 are going back down. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
Coronavirus hospitalizations are nowhere near where they were during peaks of the first 3 years of the pandemic, but they've been going up steadily in Colorado since mid-May, reaching 179 a couple of weeks ago. They've fallen since and now stand at 143 people in the hospital with confirmed cases. Other metrics are also trending down. Most utilities tracking wastewater show a steady decrease. Updated vaccines, which protect against the latest variants, are now available. The state health department recommends them for those 6 months and older. The CDC says it's safe to get a vaccine for both COVID and flu at the same appointment. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
More reporting at CPR.org.